Okay, for China, now to economic news in this country. The U.S. electricity supply is not going to be able to keep up with demand over the next decade. That's according to a new study out this week from the North American Electric Reliability Council. For more, we have this report from NPR's Alex Cohen.
Americans use a lot of electricity. We're building bigger houses, which require more air conditioning and light. Our outlets are filled with cords powering computers, iPods, TiVos, and, of course, the ubiquitous cell phone.
I have a Treo, and I have to plug it in to charge it up, and probably will need to do that in just a few minutes.
Rick Sergel is vice president of the North American Electric Reliability Council, the group behind the new report.
Basically, what we found is that the demand for electricity is increasing at a rate that's about three times the level at which resources to supply that load are being created, which is cause for alarm.
Sergel says a big part of the problem is that there aren't enough transmission lines in the U.S., and strict state and federal regulations often discourage companies from investing in new ones. Another factor is rapid residential and commercial growth, particularly in two regions, New England and Texas. Ross Baldick, professor of engineering at the University of Texas, says investors built lots of power plants in the Lone Star State in the late 90s, but the demand just wasn't there then.
Now, six, seven, 8 years later, the investment has slowed down significantly, but our economy has taken off again.
To meet the state's increasing need for electricity, Texas is looking to renewable resources like wind. The state is also considering new coal-fired and nuclear plants, options that may not be popular with the public, but which experts say are crucial to meet demand. Of course, another solution is to address demand itself. Clark Gellings of the Electric Power Research Institute says the way the system works now, electricity providers have no reason to urge consumers to use less.
If we could change the rules so that utilities wouldn't be penalized for the loss of sales and at the same time enable them to recover investments that are made to actually result in their customers being more efficient, that could make a huge difference.
Gelling says another solution may be found in new technologies, particularly computerized control systems that better regulate the heating and cooling of buildings and homes. And there are always the low-tech ways to conserve, says Bill Boyorquez of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas.
Having trees around the home can significantly cool. Having proper insulation can help you both in the summer and in the winter heating time, turning off anything that is not absolutely necessary. Water pumps, pool equipment, etc.
But Boyorquez says Americans often get lazy about conservation unless they're financially motivated.
Gas prices go up, people begin to drive less or purchase more efficient cars. Similarly, in the electric industry, whenever there's a higher summer electric bill, people begin to pay attention and conserve more.
Boyorquez says they're still looking for ways to get people to conserve electricity before their bills run too high and before they find themselves sitting in the dark. Alex Cohen, NPR News.